Well, will we see the detail from the FBI? It is a very serious development for Mrs. Clinton. It goes to the heart of the integrity and trust which Donald Trump has made his point of purpose the whole way through this presidential campaign. He's called her dodgy, dishonest. You can't trust Hillary. Well, can you? Well, let's go straight to the United States. Let's talk to Simon Marks, who's LBC's US correspondent. Simon, good evening.
Hello, Andrew.
The most extraordinary presidential campaign either of us have ever known in our lives has now just become even more extraordinary.
No question about it. I must tell you, my wife has banned me from using the word extraordinary on the air because I've now used it so many times during the course of the last 18 months. But this is truly a seismic event politically here in the United States. Hillary Clinton, as I speak, is getting off her plane in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. She's been huddled with advisors on that plane for the last 25 minutes. She's smiling serenely, waving at the cameras as she gets into the vehicle that's going to take her to the next rally that she'll be addressing. But she must know now that the FBI director James Comey has delivered a seismic blow to her potential prospects of becoming America's next president. We learnt within the last few minutes that the director of the FBI has written to Congress to inform Congress that he is reopening the investigation into the way in which Hillary Clinton and her top aides handled classified information while she was Secretary of State. Remember that the investigation was closed a few weeks ago after several months, with the FBI director saying that Mrs. Clinton had been guilty of reckless behavior, but not criminal behavior. And so there were no indictments brought against her or any of her top advisors. Donald Trump has insisted that Mrs. Clinton's behavior was criminal, that she belongs in jail, that she shouldn't be allowed to run for the presidency. Now the FBI says new documents have been discovered as the result of an unrelated investigation, but they are fresh emails that they had not previously seen that appear to be pertinent to the case. And so the FBI director has decided to reopen the investigation 11 days before most Americans go to the polls. But remember, after more than 10 million Americans have already cast their votes. Donald Trump, speaking a short while ago in New Hampshire, was basking in the glory of it all.
They are reopening the case into her criminal and illegal conduct that threatens the security of the United States of America. Hillary Clinton's corruption is on a scale we have never seen before. We must not let her take her criminal scheme into the Oval Office.
Donald Trump speaking within the last half an hour in New Hampshire. We await to hear from Hillary Clinton. There's a crowd gathered in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We'll wait to hear what she has to say about this development, which comes as the opinion polls were beginning to tighten. A poll out this morning suggested that Hillary Clinton's advantage in this election was 5 points over Donald Trump. We'd seen larger numbers than that earlier in the week. There have been other developments here that have represented bad news for Hillary Clinton, including further revelations about the way in which the Clinton Foundation had been raising money over the last several years. But this decision by the FBI, I think it is not overstating the case to say this decision puts the election very much back into play.
It is now the clear question. Is Donald Trump now back with a strong chance, Simon, of being the President of the United States? Because it's unlikely, I suspect, that the FBI will clear this up before polling day. So this cloud will hang over the Democratic candidate from now until polling day.
Yes, I mean, there's no way this gets cleared up before polling day, which raises a real rhetorical problem for Hillary Clinton. She will go into this election a presidential candidate under FBI investigation. American voters will essentially be being asked by Hillary Clinton to roll the dice. Vote for me and let's hope I don't get indicted or arrested or get put on trial. She could theoretically be jailed over handling of classified information that the FBI deems was criminal. Now, that is theoretical. We don't know how many new documents they're examining. We know that Donald Trump has maintained she deleted 33,000 emails off her server that she has described as emails relating to purely personal issues. But look, it raises an enormous question over Hillary Clinton and how exactly she would move into the Oval Office at a time when she is under FBI investigation. Would she agree to stand aside for a period and allow Tim Kaine to be acting president, her running mate, of course, her vice presidential pick? How is she going to handle this between now and Election Day? It also raises, Andrew, another question. More than 10 million voters have already cast their ballots across the country. Donald Trump, a man who has not hesitated to call this election rigged, now has the ability to say, well, hang on a second, 10 to 15 million Americans cast their ballots not knowing that Hillary Clinton, by the time Election Day rolled around, would be under investigation by the FBI. That may have led some of those voters to change their minds about which candidate they were going to support. So this is going to add to his claim that he's ready to contest the outcome of this election.
Well, he would have a point too, wouldn't he? Because you may not be so willing to vote for a candidate if you thought that she or he was under potentially a criminal investigation.
He would have a point, and I have always thought here in the US that this whole concept of early voting is a dangerous one, because on the one hand, it's terrific in terms of civics, you know, get everybody out, get them involved in the process as early as you can, cast your ballot, and then you can forget about it. But you do run the risk that in the last 10 days, in the last week, 24 hours before Election Day, you suddenly learn something about a candidate that you didn't know. What would have happened, for example, if you had cast your ballot for Donald Trump before you had heard that Access Hollywood videotape? That might have changed your mind about whether to support Donald Trump or not. So it raises big questions about the system here, but the biggest questions immediately are faced by Hillary Clinton herself.
And can I ask you, has it ever, in modern political history, has there ever been a presidential election where one of the two candidates, Democratic or Republican, is under an FBI investigation over something as serious as this?
I'm bound to, well, under about anything. I mean, even about running a red light. I mean, I'm bound to say that I am not aware of a presidential candidate going into an election under FBI investigation. Certainly under FBI investigation for alleged offences or misconduct that have been so widely discussed earlier in the process of this US election campaign. Donald Trump himself is saying this is bigger than Watergate. I mean, I think that might be slightly overstating the case, but there is no question at all that if you're Donald Trump, you are looking at this and saying to yourself, this is going to breathe new life into my campaign. This puts me back in a position where I can really hope to win the keys to the White House after several weeks in which all hope appeared to be lost. Let me tell you how confident, by the way, the Clinton team was just last night that they were going to win this election. They leaked a story suggesting that they were going to ask Joe Biden, the current vice president of the United States, to be Secretary of State. They've been measuring the White House curtains. They were absolutely convinced she was on course for victory.
Never take victory into account. Can I just ask you, finally, when would Hillary Clinton have found out about this? Would she have been given any advance warning, or would it have been when everybody else heard, when the FBI director announced it?
I think when everybody else found out, when that letter to Congress was published by the FBI. The FBI tries to retain independence in all its decision making, although, of course, the Trump campaign says that's not the case. But look, we know that the FBI director, James Comey, was alerted to the existence of these emails sometime on yesterday. That was the first time Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama had appeared shoulder to shoulder on the campaign trail. We know, as I say, that last night they were continuing to exude confidence about the outcome of the race. And then suddenly the plane landed, what, within the last 40 minutes in Cedar Rapids in Iowa. Hillary Clinton did not get off it for 25 minutes while she sat in the front of the plane, huddling with her aides, deciding how to respond to this, with all the reporters in the back of the plane on their cell phones to their TV networks and radio stations, reporting the scenes that were unfolding at the front of that Stronger Together aeroplane.
Well, Simon. As soon as Hillary Clinton speaks a little later, we'll know how she's going to act. Simon, thank you so much for joining us in this most extraordinary evening. I'm not apologising for using the word extraordinary. Simon Mark's wife says he's not to use it anymore. It is the most extraordinary American presidential election. And who could have said, who could have made up the fact that just 11 days before polling day, when already 10 million Americans have voted, the FBI have dropped a bombshell and announced that they have reopened their investigation.